from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Liquor Control Board of Ontario stores are closed today, hit by a strike by workers who belong to the Ontario Public Service Employees Union. Dennis Chenier is the union rep for the workers from Cobalt to Chapleau, up to Hearst and Moosonee. He says they'll be picketing their stores every day from 11 until 3. At the heart of the dispute is Premier Doug Ford's plan to make some liquor available in stores other than LCBOs. Chenier says locally it's about job protection. 70% of the employees are casual with no set schedule, so many hold down second and third jobs. He says they want to be full-time in protected jobs.
And if they want to make it more convenient for the customers, we'll open up more liquor stores.
Chenier denies the LCBO claim that the union walked away from the bargaining table. He says a mediator called off talks over a stalemate. Right at the beginning of tourist season, the number one attraction in Timmins has been forced to close. Newmont Porcupine External Relations Manager Jerry Stinson says operational challenges in the Hollinger Open Pit are to blame for the closure of the lookout, which offers great views of the pit and the city. He says the company is working through the challenges and hopes to have the lookout open again soon. In the meantime, there is no risk to the community. Work beginning Monday on Algonquin Boulevard will be another minor hindrance to traffic, but you won't hear avid snowmobilers complaining. Contractors will begin installing traffic controls between Hollinger Park and KFC for the snowmobile crossing that replaces the overpass. Traffic will be reduced to one lane each way during the 3 or 4 weeks it takes to get the job done. A plan is being formulated by City Hall to clean up an apparent encampment found on a bush trail off Pine Street South near the dump. Calvin Adams and his friend Ryan Hubbard found the site along with an endless description of what's there while four-wheeling yesterday. Adams says once he posted pictures on Facebook, a city employee contacted him.
He told me that the bylaw enforcement had found the trail yesterday and were on site because of the GPS location that I provided. And he said that they were going to start making a plan on cleaning everything up.
There's much more detail in the audio of our interview over on our website. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.